heaven above or an earth beneath. So they were faithful to this commandment. It says, no, we're not going to bow before any idol or anyone. We respect your king, but we do have a king. Now go back to that text that we use for our scripture for today. At that time, what time is Jesus talking about? The time when Babylon is going to come up again. The time when Babylon is going to use fire again against those who choose to believe. The time when Babylon is going to create crisis and try to destroy faith. That's why Jesus Christ, at that time, men will lose their faith and they will turn against each other and hate each other. Do you know why when somebody leaves faith, people start hating? Because hate is the opposite of what faith is. Remember what I said in the beginning? Faith and love is mutual. It's like part of the same. So when people do not have faith, throughout ages, every people who claim to have faith and persecute those that did have faith with hate is because they lost their faith. They compromised their faith. So it's very important for us, brothers and sisters. Then Jesus said, also in Matthew 24, verse 12, there will be more and more evil in the world. You know, you take faith away, hate comes in. And it says, so most people will stop showing their love or their faith. They have no faith. They have no faith to show. They have no love. They have no faith. Basically, they're giving up their faith. And Jesus says also, and this is a different version, such will be the spread of evil that many people's love will grow cold. And that's why. Now, here is the verse that was used during the Sabbath school lesson too. Here is. It didn't say it will come, but here is. It's evident, it's solid. The patience of the saints. And then it says, here is those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. There is another verse that says, in the testimony of Jesus, but I prefer this because we talk about faith today. It says, here is those that keep the will of God, love God enough to keep his will, and also have faith, which is they are common to each other. Now, brothers and sisters, Peter said, and all the apostles said this too. And I hope that you mark this in your Bible because you're going to need this very soon. Very soon as we are coming, because things are getting out of hand. Crises are coming one after the other, and we need this. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than man. If God chooses to deliver us, we'll be delivered because he is able. Yes, he is able. So if God chooses to deliver us, he will, because he is able. But that's his choice. Whatever choice he has, I have enough faith in him that he knows what is best for me. Amen. But I will not put my trust in men and women. Acts 5, verse 29. Select Messages, book 1. Ellen G. White says this. He, meaning God, calls upon us to hold firmly with the grip of faith to the fundamental principles that are based upon unquestionable authority. She's talking about the Bible. There is no, this is volume 1, page 208. Jesus Christ said, but those people who keep their faith until the end will be safe. Because if you keep faith, you have God. If you have God, you have love. If you have love, you have hope. And if you have all those things, you will see Jesus. Amen. Don't be afraid, brothers and sisters. That is God tells us today. For I am with you always. Why? Because I'm able. Amen. Don't be discouraged. What? Don't be afraid. Don't let fear replace your faith. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will. And he says, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. This is Isaiah 41, verse 10. Please mark this in your Bible too, because it's one of the most beautiful promises. When the crisis comes, I don't think there is any verse that is more powerful than this one. It says, don't be afraid. Don't let fear control you, but faith. For I am with you. I am your God. I'm not a God of stone. I'm not a God offering church. I'm a God from above, your heavenly Father. I will provide you the help, the assistance you need. And finally, brothers and sisters, 1 Peter 5, verse 7. New Contemporary English Version says this. God cares for you. Don't have doubt. So turn all your worries over to Him, and He will take care of you. God bless. Amen. Faith is the victory. Amen.